Welcome back, friends, to another special episode of The Nats GM Show, the only podcast available via the Nats GM Radio Network. I'm your host, Ryan Sullivan, editor-in-chief of NatsGM.com and the Baron of all baseball podcasts. This special episode, this short, if you want to call it that, is a collaborative effort between myself and my friends over at Nova Pro Wrestling, VA Wrestling on Twitter. As I've mentioned a couple times, they have a big card coming up on July 1st called American Slang. And with their help, they were helpful in booking friend of the podcast, friend of mine, if I can be so bold, Donovan Dijak. So with that, let's bring on the Ring of Honor star, Donovan. And now I am proud to welcome back to the podcast Ring of Honor superstar, future world champion, and friend of the show, Donovan Dijak. Donovan, welcome back to the podcast.
Bob, thank you very much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, you've been on quite a roll the last, goodness, we had you on about a year ago, and ever since now, it's you were in the House of Truth, you were out of the House of Truth, you feuded with Jay Lethal, and goodness, you've had a hell of a year.
Yeah, it's definitely been a roller coaster ride. I've been very, very, very fortunate, you know, to be able to wrestle a lot of the guys I've been able to wrestle, including Jay Lethal himself, which was a match that I was very proud of. It just aired on Ring of Honor television. I would consider it probably the one of, if not the best match I've had in my pro wrestling career. So, I mean, that comes as no surprise to me. I consider Jay Lethal probably the best all-around professional wrestler in the world. So I was very, very excited for the opportunity to get to wrestle him. I think our match kind of left the door open for more interaction between him and myself, so I'm looking forward to that and, you know, all the other opportunities that I've gotten in Ring of Honor.
And you're also now with Prince Nana, which is kind of an interesting pairing. Storyline-wise, how did that all come about?
Well, it's actually been a you know, pretty exciting time for me. You know, when I was with Truth and the House of Truth, obviously the focus, you know, was on you know, Jay Lethal, because he's the Ring of Honor World Champion, and rightfully so, the focus should be on him. Now that I'm with you know, Prince Nana, his focus is on me, and we can, you know, feature me and my character on the show and in the storylines, and it's a very exciting time, because it, you know, rather than taking a backseat to Jay Lethal, now I get to, you know, stand with him in the ring face to face. So it's a cool little storyline. I think it has a lot of emotional depth, and I'm really looking forward to seeing where it goes from here.
Yeah, and in that match you described with Lethal, you also got a nice super kick from the Bullet Club. It seems like there could be a feud down the road, certainly possible there as well.
I did. Yeah, I didn't. To be completely honest, when it happened, I wasn't 100% sure who was doing it to me. After watching back on TV, I believe it was Kenny Omega and Matt Jackson, because I think Nick like hurt his ribs or something, or his hand. Both of the Young Bucks keep getting hurt, which is unfortunate for them. So it's kind of hard to figure out who's injured with what. But I think they're doing okay now. They're like touring Japan or something. So yeah, I guess they super kicked me in the face. I think they meant to super kick Jay Lethal, but they got me. So my disdain for the Bullet Club continues. I've had no love loss for any of them. They continuously super kick me. So maybe at some point I'll get some revenge.
So where does Donovan Dijak see himself now in Ring of Honor? Obviously you have unfinished business with Lethal, Bullet Club we just mentioned. Is it time for you to go after that television title? Is it world title time? What's on the horizon for you?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, right now I'm currently on a little bit of a winning streak. You know, I've won a couple of matches in a row. I think something like 4 out of my 5 last matches, you know, with the exception of the Jay Lethal match, which ended in interference, that the ref didn't see, but obviously we talked about the double super kick to the face. So the progression's going very well. You know, hopefully the wins keep piling up, and obviously the more wins you get in a company like Ring of Honor, the more opportunities that'll present for me. So we'll see where it progresses and where it continues to go, and you know, hopefully this upcoming stop and couple of shows in North Carolina go just as well.
So now this gives me a good opportunity, Donovan. If I could, I'd like to transition a little bit and talk about your upcoming debut in Northern Virginia, I believe, with Nova Pro Wrestling in a couple of weeks.
I think it's my my Virginia debut. As far as I can remember, I don't think I've wrestled in Virginia. You know what? It's definitely my Virginia debut because I had to get a Virginia wrestling license. So, yeah. I have not wrestled there before.
What does getting a wrestling license entail?
It's usually like a physical from your doctor and then paying some money, maybe some blood tests if they're very specific. Sometimes they have like a doctor there who will like take your blood pressure and stuff. It varies from state to state. There's not a ton of states that have it, but you know, probably like 10 or so that require a license, something like that.
Huh, interesting. Something I definitely didn't know. So anyways, at the American Slang show card coming up, you've got a match against the undefeated Eric Royal, the ace of the Mid-Atlantic, as they say.
Oh, is that what they say?
That is
the
what
ace of the Mid-Atlantic.
That is his catchphrase. Yes, it is.
That's very exciting for me. anytime I get to debut in a new promotion against the ace of the company, it's always very exciting. I look forward to becoming the new ace. I guess that's kind of my shtick.
So I guess he's going to be feasting his eyes in a couple of weeks. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, he absolutely will be.
Now, what is an inappropriate number of streamers for a middle-aged man like myself to throw at a Donovan Dijak at a show like this?
Inappropriate?
Yes.
Like how many is too many?
Yes.
There's no number.
Okay.
There's never, yeah.
Just checking.
You can throw the whole bag. Because I deserve all of them.
I can't wait to see that face. That will be great. But in addition, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention some of the other matches on the card. We've got your fellow Ring of Honor superstar, Cedric Alexander, also in the Cruiserweight Classic. Speaking of which, defending his PWI title against Chet Sterling. That should be a great match. I'm really looking forward to...
That would be former Ring of Honor superstar Cedric Alexander. He's no longer with the company. He had his final match against me.
Ah, that is a good point. I forgot about that. That's a great point.
Which obviously things are going very well for him, so he's in a great spot right now. We're all very proud of what he's doing, and wish him nothing but the best. Obviously, he's kind of getting the best at this point, so he's doing extremely well, and he's a great guy. Obviously, an incredible talent, so it's obviously working out very well for him.
Yeah, and another match on the card I'm really looking forward to is Veda Scott and Kimber Lee in a ladies match. That should be just absolutely fantastic with two talented workers.
Should be excellent. Yeah, definitely two of the top female talents on the East Coast.
So definitely. Donovan, I'd love to play a round of rapid fire if I could with you right now.
Sure. How's it work?
All right, let's do it. First question. What were your thoughts on the Ricochet and Ospreay match a couple weeks back?
It was very cool. Yeah, I got to watch the whole thing, obviously, because it's free on New Japan World now. I've been watching both of those guys. I'm big fans of both those guys for a while. So to me, I wasn't, you know, sort of freaking out like the rest of the world, who apparently is just seeing them for the first time. Because, you know, obviously those two do amazing stuff like that constantly, so it wasn't the most groundbreaking thing in the world that I had ever seen. But that being said, it was obviously a, you know, fantastic wrestling match, and I very much enjoyed watching it, and I can't believe some of the timing that they're able to pull off on some of those sequences. So they continue to amaze me, and they continue to be two of the top premier high flyers in the world.
Favorite career match all time of yours?
Sorry, what was that?
Your favorite?
Oh, my own?
Yeah, your own personal favorite match you've ever had.
Yeah, it's hard to say. The match with Jay Lethal is definitely up there. Probably a tie between. There's so many. Let me give you my top. Let me give you my top five. There's my match with Jay Lethal, my match with Bad Bones in Hamburg in Germany, my match with Biff Busick from Beyond Wrestling, my match with Matt Hardy from NEW, the second time I wrestled him. I can't remember what town it was in, somewhere in New York. And yeah, that's my top four. I can't think of number five, so we'll go with top four. Yeah.
That's very, very good. Next question. Are you capable of saying something nice about Cam Zagami?
No.
I wasn't sure you could.
No.
The next opponent in Ring of Honor that you would like to face that you have not yet faced?
Oh, that's a great question. I'd say either I have a list on my phone. I'd look at it, but I don't want to lose service again. So maybe I'm going to go off the top of my head. I think either Matt Sydal and Adam Cole, I'm 100% sure on the list. I can't think if there's anyone else from Ring of Honor. I'm sure there is, and I just can't think of it right now, but I've actually been incredibly fortunate to be able to wrestle a lot of the guys on the roster, a lot of the, you know, obviously premier top talent in the world. So yeah, there's not a whole lot left. But yeah, those are definitely two of the guys.
You have a checklist kind of like Cody Rhodes has going?
I do, yeah. I try not to publicize it too much. No, I don't, you know, it just feels weird. Like, I don't want someone else to get, like, mad that they're not on the list or whatever, because there's tons of guys that I enjoy wrestling. I'm wrestling, I don't know if you know this, but I'm driving out right now to wrestle in my first intergender match ever. I've never had an intergender match before, and I didn't realize this wrestler existed until I found out I was wrestling her, and now I'm actually really excited for it. I'm really much looking forward to my match tonight. So that's kind of how wrestling works. You know, you don't necessarily know about someone, then you learn about them, and you start watching their stuff, and you're like, wow, this person's really good. I can't wait for this match. I think it'll be a great Keith Lee would be a great example. A guy who I had seen, he'd been floating around Ring of Honor a little bit. He'd done some dark matches or whatever. I'd only seen, bits and pieces of his tag work. Then we get to wrestle at Beyond Wrestling, and it's literally one of the best matches. You know, you can throw that right up there in my top five matches. I'd say that'd be a strong candidate for number five. It was a really great match. He's an outstanding opponent, and, you know, it's and I had no idea that it would be such a wonderful, contrast to styles, but it ended up being really terrific, and he's obviously in tremendous talent. So yeah, I mean, the guys that I want to wrestle are more so guys that, like, I've seen a ton of. I've been friendly with them. We've had conversations. We've been on the road together, whatever it happens to be. And they're just guys, I'm really, aching to be able to wrestle. Because guys like Cole and Sydal, they were there in the back from my first day of Ring of Honor, watching my matches and giving me feedback and all that stuff. So that's why those guys are right at the top of my list of guys I want to wrestle, because I really, appreciate all the time that they've sort of invested in watching my stuff, and obviously they're two of the top talents in the world. So I really enjoy their work, and I'd love to be a part of, matches with them going forward.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's a good answer. Next question. Besides Nana, we got to keep him out of the best manager all time.
Paul Heyman.
Yeah, that's probably a good answer. And final question I have for you. Are you in need of a manager for the Nova Pro event? Because I am available.
Can't hurt.
I can't do very much, but I can stand there anyways. Throw some streamers.
That'll bring a lot to the match, I think. Nothing really,
personality plus.
Riled up like a guy standing there.
And looking pretty, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Well, Donovan, on that note, I can't wait to see you in 2 weeks. Obviously, we'll be watching you on pay-per-view with Ring of Honor next week as well, depending on when people are downloading this. Want to give you a spot here for your plugs where people can find you on Twitter, Pro Wrestling Tees, whatever, and anything you want to plug.
Sure, everything's Donovan Dijak. It's all DonovanDijak. Twitter's at Donovan Dijak, Facebook.com/Donovan Dijak, ProWrestlingTees.com/Donovan Dijak, Instagram is Donovan Dijak 44, that's the number 44. Keep an eye out for my next charity fundraiser. We don't have one this month because they were kind of floundering in a good way, because so many guys are kind of catching on to the trend and creating their own charities and stuff like that, between Mick Foley auctioning off some of his stuff or Kevin Owens. Obviously there's a lot of great charity work going on in pro wrestling right now, so me, Tommaso, and Mikey B kind of took a month off, but we'll be back I think next month with something, so hopefully everyone can go there and support whatever cause we're gonna be working towards.
Yeah, I want to give you a compliment of just how great it is to see you using your platform for some good to raise money for charity every month. Some of the charities you've picked have been just fantastic, and want to give you a compliment. It's just a wonderful thing to see people using it for a good cause. So thank you and congratulations to you on that.
Yeah, definitely. I was my hope when I started doing this these fundraisers that it would kind of catch on, and it feels like it is, which is really a good, a great thing for the pro wrestling community. I'm not to say that I'm the reason that any of this started or anything like that. If I am, then I'm flattered, but I assume not. A lot of these guys were very generous and had a lot of great charity work before I even came into the business. So I think it's awesome that it's becoming more and more of a focal point, a spotlight. And I think it's wonderful work, and it's a great use of media. I think that's truly like why social media can be such a great thing, because it's cool for promoting shows and promoting your character and blah 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 and all that stuff. But if you can actually raise tangible money for people who desperately need it, if you talk to the people who invented Twitter and Facebook, I think that would make them happy, hopefully.
Yeah, perfectly well said. On that note, thank you so very much, Donovan. I look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks and the rest of the summer with Ring of Honor.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to all of it.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for joining me today and sparing a little time, and stay healthy and keep kicking ass.
Definitely, man. Thank you.
And that was my conversation with Ring of Honor's Donovan Dijak. I want to thank him again for coming back on the show, catching us up a little bit on his career, and just what a great guy. I want to compliment him again on using his platform as a pro wrestler to raise funds for various charitable endeavors. Also, before we get out of here, I want to mention one more time Nova Pro Wrestling. Thank you for helping put this together today. It's VA Wrestling on Twitter, novaprowrestling.tumblr.com. If you want to check out their website, and you should, American Slang is coming up on Friday, July 1st. They also have several other dates throughout the rest of the year that they've announced recently. So if you can't make this show, and you should definitely check out some shows down the road. So I want to thank Nova Pro. I want to thank Donovan. And I want to thank you for downloading this week. We are a wrap on this Nats GM short. Bye for now.